Blog Talk Radio.
Another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, this is Wednesday, the middle of the week. It's still the middle of the week, whether you work for yourself or you work for someone else. Well, today we're going to do something a little bit different. You know, it's like, you know, you ever go to those places and then they remind you that the program is subject to change. Well, I know Wednesday, you are expecting to hear a much deeper voice, possibly a voice something like this. Well, that would have been the voice of Mr. Versi L. Walker, who is not able to be with us this morning. But, of course, you know, he sends his shout-outs and his love. So, definitely catch him back here next Wednesday. So, if you tuned in because you were looking forward to hearing Mr. Versi L. Walker, I will try my best to do him well, and you won't be disappointed. So today, I'm going to be talking about how to re-energize, refuel, and take off with your life. How many of you feel that you need a little re-energizing, a little refueling? I mean, you need some push, you know, some unction. Well, today is the day that we're going to be talking about that. And if you can just get one thing from something that is said today that is going to re-energize you, refuel you, refocus you, and push you to that point where you are ready to take off, even if it has to be in a whole new direction, well, I will feel thoroughly blessed and be happy that happened. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we do that, I just want to say good morning, and welcome to all of our good friends out there. Miss Virginia Dancy, holding it down in North Carolina, Greensboro. Good morning. God bless you. Also want to say, keep going, Miss Dawn Yeh, who is up and running, getting her run on, y'all, 6 o'clock in the morning. So, Dawn Yeh, you just take it away. Take it. And I'm going to see if I can join you one day, real soon. Want to say good morning. Be empowered. Be refueled. Be recharged to Miss Hope Harper out there in Cincinnati, holding it down with the custom care cleaners. I know it's hard work. I know running a full throttle dry cleaning business, laundered shirts, suits, comforters, drapes, wedding gowns, prom gowns, oh, you name it, she takes care of it. So I know that's a lot of work because, you know, I was in the dry cleaning business way back when, and I know that was a lot of work. And let me tell you, it was work, I tell you. It helped me get to college because I was like, oh, no, it's a lot of work here, y'all. So, but you holding it down, somebody got to do it. Somebody got to do it. Well, she doesn't only do the clothes, but she's also the owner, sole proprietor, and operator. And she has a staff there. So that in and of itself, girl, you are doing it and doing it big. Also, want to let you know, for those of you who called into the show because you couldn't get into the chat room, we are trying to get that chat room open. Sometimes the computer just wants to do what it want to do. Anyway, awesome. Good morning, Miss Angela Vett Williams, CEO of Sister to Sisters, Divine Connection. I'm telling you, if you ever come to one of the events, absolutely divine connection. We've just been, stated that they would love for the group of us, co-pastor Anita Spaulding, Miss Angela Vett Williams, myself, Dr. Virginia Booth, and others, and Miss Angela Vett, to go down to Nicole Simpson. Did I say Nicole Simpson? Nicole Simpson, yes. To go down to Atlanta, and y'all know I told them I love to travel. You name a place to go, I want to be there. Just connected recently with a niece that I've never laid eyes on. I believe she's about 24 years old. She was born in Seattle, Washington. So I just connected with her, and, you know, I let her know, listen, coming to Seattle, listen, got to come. So I've never been to Seattle, Washington. Never been that way, so I was like, have been wanting to go there. See, you never know, I'm telling you, if you would go on and take one step, one idea, one thing, and you believe me, great, great, great things can come from just one little simple idea. So it looks like before the year is out, I will be going to Seattle, Washington. Got to go check out this niece of that I've never seen. Her father is my brother, for those of you who may know, my brother, who was just 1 year older than me. And here's a person that I thought we'd be growing old together, telling our stories and laughing and joking, but he passed away in 2008. So 2 years ago, coming up three years, and boy, time really does fly. And so here's a person that just 1 year older than me, and I said, wow. So that was my brother's daughter, and so I'm going to go. I've never seen her because her mother was already living in Seattle, Washington, when she was conceived and birthed. So I would definitely, and then, you know, our hometown being Cincinnati, but her mother also lives there, so it's going to be a powerful reunion to go. And my brother, whom I had to deliver the eulogy, I had the honor, the esteemed honor to deliver the eulogy, my second eulogy that I've ever delivered. Another was for a very, very, very powerful friend of mine, a good, good friend of mine, Miss Sarah Green, when her sister passed away, and her family, they said, "Lalisa, we would love for you to do it." What an honor. So when I tell you that you have no idea of what your life is going to do, where you're going in life, I'm telling you, the only reason you are not experiencing supernatural things in your life, and if you do this, you will absolutely recharge, refuel, and re-energize your life. I'm going to give you one thing. I'm going to give you one right now, because I have a couple more to give you later in the show, because today I want you to be able to recharge, refuel, revive, and take your life to a whole new level. But if you do this one thing, I promise you, your life will change in ways that you could never, ever imagine. If you would just take off the limits, if you would just unlimit yourself. You know, I have a workshop entitled Unboxed and Moving Forward. You got to get out of the box, people. That means you got to take the limits off. And I tell you, everybody gets to a place where we're in a box. Everybody, at some point in their life, they're in a box. Either they start out off life in a box because the parents that they have put them there, or something happens to them in life and they end up in a box. Maybe they're raped, molested, beaten, abused, neglected, rejected, mistreated. Somehow something happens to put you in a box. Then there are individuals who do some things that they know they should not have done, but they did it anyway. So then the choices that they made landed them in a box. Either way, everyone at some point in life, and if you haven't yet found yourself in a box, just keep living. Just keep on living. Things happen. I'm sure that people in Japan, some parts of Japan, found themselves in a box as it related to the most recent hurricane and storm and tsunami and earthquake. People here in the United States recently in a hurricane or tornado, houses just flattened. You find yourself in a box. Trust me, there are times when it's going to happen. But guess what? You got ways to get out of the box. And so you need strategies on how to refuel, re-energize, and recharge your life. I know this is a great message because it is blessing me. You know, I sit there and I say, okay, what are we going to do on the show today? Well, I want to welcome all of my wonderful, wonderful ladies over at Lavender to Lace. Good morning, good morning. If any of you are tuned into the show, that's a hot, hot, hot program. You're going to be hearing more about it. It is about to sweep the nation. Lavender and Lace. It is a program about personal development, financial development, career development, physical development, mental and emotional development. And just, I mean, it is an awesome, awesome, awesome program where these women are learning powerful, powerful ways to be empowered and be empowered so they can empower their lives. Well, as I was saying, listen, oh, my God, there is so many people out there who need to know that you can repower, refuel your life. And so what does it take? Well, you need to get the limits off your life. If you don't get the limits off your life, it's going to be harder, really, to get to the place where you want to be. See, the limits keep you where you are. So how could you get to where you want to be if you stay where you are? And staying where you are, again, that means you're stagnated. That means you're not moving. You don't want it. You need to move. It's like the body. Any doctor would tell you, you don't want to get sedentary. You want to move. Your muscles need to move. Well, your life is like a muscle. It needs to move. You need to get some movement on your life. That's how you recharge, revive, re-energize. Sometimes you just got to do one thing. Just do one thing. One thing, do something you never did before. Just one thing. I'm not asking you to go out and conquer the world. No, leave that for other people. You don't need to go conquer the world. Just conquer one thing. Just conquering one thing can recharge and refuel your life. So as I was saying, good morning. I'm welcoming people onto the show. If you're able to call in, I'm trying to get the chat room open because I know some of you are accustomed to listening to the show that way. Miss Kiva Renee down there in Nashville holding it down. Awesome, awesome. I know you're revived, you're re-energized, and you're making it happen. Well, today is Wednesday, and my job here today is to get you fired up. You know, you got to be red hot for success. Some people are just too ho-hum and just, you know, ho-hum. But get ho-hum. Get rid of it. And let me tell you, if you're in the middle of a storm, believe me, you, I want you to open those eyes, and I want you to begin to look for the blessing that's in that storm. Stop thinking about the storm as a destructive or negative thing. Begin, see, storms do two things. They blow things out, but they blow things in. So they bring things with them when the storm is coming. So don't look at what you're losing. I want you to look at what you're gaining. For every loss, there's gain. What are you gaining? For every loss, there is gain. You don't lose without gaining. You don't lose without gaining. So don't just look at what you're losing. Look at what else are you gaining. You see, people, sometimes they feel powerless. But you got to feel powerful. And the way to do that, okay, so we said that one is you're going to take the limits off. Now, the second thing that you're going to do is that you have to make a choice to have the right attitude. Do you know that attitude affects everything that you do? Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. And let me just go back and finish some of my shout-outs. Well, I don't know if Mr. Paul Curiosi is listening today, but, you know, he's our good friend and chat room person. So since the chat room isn't open, he's possibly not listening, because for him to dial in, it's very costly. He's calling from Tokyo, Japan. Also, there are others in California and Canada that also tune into the show. So good morning to our good friends down in Atlanta, Chicago, Boston, Cincinnati, Ohio. Can't forget Cincinnati, Ohio. I got a couple of nieces there who regularly tune into the show. And I'm hoping that my sister and some of her friends down in Dallas, Texas, are also tuned into the show. If they're not tuned into the show, I hope they get tuned in to the Coach Lalisa show. And from now on Thursdays, we're going to be doing some exciting stuff. Again, I'm trying to get this chat room open, so just hang in there. Don't give up. There's a blessing in the pressing. I'm going to press on with this thing. I'm going to keep trying until I get it. For those of you who are on the line and who are able, I just found out about this yesterday, so don't beat me up for just now giving you the information. I just found out myself yesterday. But for those of you who are in the New Jersey area, and possibly you're in the market for a job or a new job, the Montclair State University, there will be a job for there. I believe it is open to the public, but I am not totally certain of that. But you can go to their website and find out. They are having a job fair from 1 o'clock p.m. to 4:30 p.m. today. So I know it's kind of late notice for some of you, but for those of you who are truly unemployed and don't have a job to go to today, You may be hanging up the phone right now, hitting that shower and getting out that door. But no, you don't have to go that early because it doesn't start till 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. today, so you still have time. Unless, of course, you're South Jersey and you got to take a train. Or you might want to get boogie on down, over to Montclair. We're talking today about re-energizing your life. Refuel. You got to, listen, today is Wednesday. What a great time to refuel. You talk about that middle of the week anyway. You already made it through 3 days. Look, you got to celebrate. I tell you, when you learn how to celebrate the little things, you will get that right there. Gives you energy. When you just don't despise the little small things and you actually celebrate them, that right there will give you energy that you can never, it will never stop, because energy is the only thing that can't be created, but it can be transformed. So it can't be created or destroyed. It can just be transformed. So when you find yourself out of energy, all you got to do is stop, look at your life, and see where you're putting that energy. And you need to put it into your happiness. You need to put it into your passion. You need to put that energy into finding or utilizing or doing your purpose. What is zapping your energy? Now, I know right now a lot of people are caught up in worrying about things. Right now, that's a big thing for people. People are worried about everything. What's going to happen on work at my job? What's going to happen to my finances? What's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to this and that? Understand, we have to care about people. That's why we're here. That's why we're on earth. So for some of you, I just gave you a big clue to finding your purpose. It is about other people. As soon as you tap into other people, you're going to be already on the road to discovering your ultimate purpose in life. But it does start with other people. Just know that. Now, here's another clue. I'll just give you this one before I actually do the full throttle on you on purpose. You have something that the world needs. You have something that the world needs. And who is the world? People. People are the world. Remember that song? We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So keep on. Okay? So I know I don't quit my day job. Trust me, I'm not a singer, but I couldn't resist that, y'all. Could not resist it. Just in case BB or CC Winan is listening, they might be looking for a backup. No. Anyway, just kidding. But, see, we are the world. You see? We are the world. And, therefore, you have something that the world needs. And so, as soon as you decide to give it out versus holding it in, that staying in that box, get out of your own box, unbox, and you can move forward, okay? But it is a process. First, you got to accept that you're in a box. You got to recognize, I should say, because some people don't. They don't realize that they're in a box. Well, guess what? If you're not moving forward, you're in a box. I'm not saying what your box is. I'm not saying why you're in the box. Don't know if you got yourself there. Somebody else put you there, or things just happened. Don't know, but you're in a box if you're not moving forward. And a man taught me this, back in 1990. He taught me something on that line. Maybe not exactly like that, but you know me, y'all. I be trying to read between the lines on stuff, I'm telling you. You just learn stuff from the weirdest people. I learned to read between the lines from this crazy boyfriend that I had when I was 18. You know, I used to beat myself up over some of those boyfriends I had. They were just, you know, anyway, I won't give out any names. I've learned that. But that was, you know, but I learned a lot from this particular one. And one of the things he taught me to do was how to read life and read between the lines, and how to go beyond what you see on the outside. and how to be, you know, observant. He always taught me that. And, you know, sometimes we don't understand people's purpose and their worth to us and their value to us. But at 18, for me to have been taught that at 18, that, you know, you need to be observant of everything around you. He used to tell me that all the time. You need to be observant, Lisa, because no one called me Lil Lisa back then. Actually, back then my name was not Lil Lisa, because I was, that was at a time period where I hated my name. I thought that was like just the dumbest name you could ever name someone. And so today, of course, I love my name. I'm so thankful. I love my mother for giving me a name that is different. But back then, I thought, this woman is totally out of her mind. Why would she give me a name like Lil Lisa? But anyway, so I was only Lisa then. No, you know, people probably, I probably would get more Facebook friends on, you know, from high school and junior high and days like that, if they saw Lisa. But they see Lil Lisa, they don't know who that is, because they don't really know my name. So anyway, here's this concept that that you got to be observant. So here you are. So you're observing that, you know what? I'm not going anywhere. I'm not moving forward. I'm about to get out this box, y'all. Get out the box so that you can move forward. And I tell you, that was a great lesson for me, because you gotta recognize some things. Recognize some things. And then you can go to the next level. So I had this boss that told me back in 1990 that, you know, don't stay anywhere that you're not growing. He told me that. And it was, we were talking about work. And he said, you know, I'm going to tell you something, Lil Lisa, that, and actually getting jobs also helped me to come into using my name, Lil Lisa. Getting real jobs, even though I had to use Lil Lisa in the military, because I was in the Navy and back in 1980, but it didn't really faze me, because in the military everything goes by your last name, so it's just your first initial and your last name. So then for that whole 2.5 years I was Robinson. For 2.5 years I didn't know what my first name was, because you never said anyone's first name from boot camp. On, everyone was their last name, just Robinson. And it was no Mr. Robinson, unless, of course, they were a sergeant, or not sergeant, because I was in the Navy, and we didn't have sergeants. We had petty officers, we had officers. And so it was just Robinson, right? And then, of course, everybody. And that's why it's hard for me to find various people from the military on Facebook, because I don't know anybody's first name. Because it was everybody, you just referred to them by their last name. So I would encourage those of you who are in the military, make sure you get people's first and last names if you want to look them up later. And, you know, so that's how it is. So I had this boss who, in 1990, who told me that if you're not, you know, you need to be moving forward. You need to be growing, going somewhere. And he told me, you know, Lisa, I'm going to tell you like I would tell my own daughters. And when he said that, okay, and, you know, here's a guy not from a background like my background. Didn't look like he had a whole lot of life experiences like I had had. He had been a leader with Johnson & Johnson, and now he was the head of purchasing, a very, very thriving and busy purchasing department at the company where I was working when I came here. Remember that one day temp assignment where they sent me to Valcor Engineering. They sent me to an engineering firm, right? Valcor Engineering. I'll never forget it. Of all the places they could have sent me for a one-day temp assignment, they could have sent me to a real estate company. They could have sent me anywhere to work, right? I come to New Jersey. I don't know anyone except for my one sister. They send me to a one-day, well, they offer me a one-day temp assignment. Now, I know some people, because I've talked to them, they would never in their life take a one-day temp assignment. They would just feel that is either beneath them or just not worth it. Why would you take a one-day $4.50-something cent an hour, temp job. You go figure. Well, here I am in the town, and you know, it's not just that, because that's just me. I would take a one-day assignment today. So it wasn't just that. Today I certainly had more than my one bag of clothes that I came to New Jersey with. That's just my attitude. Remember, attitude determines altitude. By the way, that's the second thing if you want to really re-energize your life. So not only are you going to take the limits off, but you're going to look at your attitude. So here that's just my attitude on life. So here I am. The same attitude would make me go in the Navy, and the same attitude would put me in a car to come all the way to New Jersey with nothing and no real prospects. My sister didn't even know I was coming. Okay? Yes, they had told me, oh, why don't you come to New Jersey? But that was like a year prior. The day I came, they had no clue I was going to ring their doorbell the day I came to New Jersey. And that's a whole nother show, just to tell you the funny story of driving by myself from Cincinnati, Ohio, to Newark, New Jersey. It's about a 12-hour drive, because at that time I didn't know anything about Route 78, and I came all the way out the Turnpike and then the Pennsylvania Turnpike to the New Jersey Turnpike. So it was about a 12 to 14-hour drive for me. Of course, if you do the whole 78 route, it cuts it down to about 10 hours. Well, I know that now, thanks to my husband that I met once I got to New Jersey. But I came to New Jersey, and so here I am, and I have this boss that tells me that you have to have, he tells me, okay, and I took this one-day temp assignment, and they put me in this engineering firm. I will have to come back to that story in a second. I know I'm mixing the stories up here, guys, but trust me, at the end, you're going to still feel energized, revive, and you're going to be ready to take off. And I mean, you better run like a tiger is after you. I mean, run. You got to get excited about your life. So here I go to this one day. I don't know. Maybe you need to take a one-day temp assignment. Hey, you never know. I took this one-day temp assignment, and guess what? It turned into a 5-year job, and that was when 401k had just opened up, and I was there about a year when they introduced the 401k plan. I signed up for 401k, and when I left there, I walked away with several thousand dollars. You see, didn't do the whole rollover thing, you know. I was so excited. I was like, hey, I'm taking this money. Are you kidding? Roll over what? Listen. A pension, I'll worry about that later. But so here I am at this company, and an engineering firm of all the firms they could have sent me to. And the reason why I'm stressing that is because when you look at then what happened, right, and I tell you about how I went to Essex County College, started with absolutely nothing, went there, and I remember they put me in the lowest level math class they had, and which was fractions. Because that's how low I was in math. My math was like, what, a fourth grade level? So here I am, right, in Essex County College with this fourth grade level math. But I'm working at an engineering firm. Now remember, back when I was 18, I was taught to observe everything around me. So here I am at Essex in this lowest level math class doing fractions. I'm working at an engineering firm, though, where there's a manufacturing plant where I sat in the purchasing department, and the way the office was made, there was a big glass window behind me, and we could look over into the plant because we were purchasing, and we needed to purchase all the tools and everything they needed to build these valves. They built, right? And so, you know, that's where I sat, right? So here I'm in this plant, and there was a majority men. There were a couple of women in the plant. But not only that, if I went downstairs and went to the front of the office area, there was about 40 engineers, mechanical, industrial, whatever kind of engineers you want to call them. Now, I think you're seeing the picture where I'm going here. I'm at Essex County, 33, taking math, lowest level math there is. I got engineers. What's one of their specialty courses? You guessed it, math. I'm sitting down here in the cafeteria, and, you know, in down here in the shop, they're building valves. They need to use a lot of trigonometry and all these other things to read the schematics to build the valve. What subject are they keen in? Math, not English, not social studies, but the very thing that I needed. I'm telling you, when I say God has a plan for your success, it's not just a title for a book. It's the thing that's going to revive you. So here I go, because I'm observing everything around me. So, and because I'm bold, obviously, you don't walk the streets and do what I did and not have some boldness about yourself. You don't get in a car and drive to New Jersey and didn't even tell people you were coming without having some boldness. So I'm just saying, and you don't take a one-day tip assignment without some boldness. So, and I never thought I was bold, never, because I used to get beat up as a kid. I was bullied. So I never felt that I was bold and things like that nature. You see, so don't worry about, that's why I say in my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. You don't really know who you are, because here's the thing. The words that we associate with ourselves, I'm weak, I'm pitiful, I'm nothing, it's not necessarily mean that's who you are. So here I never thought of myself as bold, but yet I go down to the plant, and there was one young man down there who worked down there. He always was very nice to me and very friendly, you know. And I would talk to him and what have you at lunchtime. Young guy. And so what happened was, instead of sitting up at my desk where probably nobody would have seen me do my homework, I sat in the cafeteria so everyone could see me. So what do you think happened? Well, I'm not going to give you time to answer it because, hey, I can't see the switchboard anyway. I don't know if you would answer or not answer. But here's the thing. I say, I'm sitting here doing my homework, and guess what? People, that's why I still tell my students today, do your homework at work. But you know what? It's unfortunate. Some people are embarrassed, and they would be too embarrassed to let someone see them doing fractions at that age, and I know they would never do this. So it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. This is no deference to you. I'm just telling you my story. And so what happens? I'm down there at the table doing this homework, and this person stops and sees me and offers to help. Go figure. I was like, cool. So here I am at work with a personal tutor, right, helping me with my fractions. Come on, now I don't know these people, so I could care less what they think about me. I'm not sleeping with any of them. What do I care if they think I'm the dumbest thing on the earth? I'm getting my homework done. So guess what happens? I start rolling. So from day one at Essex County College, I was getting straight A's in my math. Now, yeah, granted, it was, you know, fourth grade math. But guess what, y'all? I wasn't the only one in that class now. Don't get it twisted. I ain't going to name some of the names because I see some of these same students who got highfalutin jobs today was in that class with me. And there was, guess what? My class wasn't the only section of that class, okay? And everybody in that class wasn't 18. But even if they were, how are you just graduating high school and you can't do fourth grade math? So trust me, it wasn't just me. But here's the thing. It's not about them. I'm just letting you know. So here's the thing. Because some students in that class was failing, getting C's, D's, and F's. So here we are doing this homework. So guess what happened? So this one guy, now he's looking forward. Now he's bringing lunch and sitting there with me. He's eating lunch and helping me. Now he's feeling like a teacher. So I just made somebody a giant. Because here's this person now. He's feeling good. He's probably going home happy, feeling like, wow, I've helped this child, you know, kind of thing. Well, guess what? One of the engineers, there's a man named Roy Flanders. I will never forget this guy. I'm telling you, background, so not like my background. But guess what? Big time engineer, blah, blah, blah. He sees this other guy helping me. I'm telling you, people love to chip in and when they see other people doing stuff. Now he wants to help. So he started helping. Then another guy from the highfalutin engineers, He begins to help. I can't think of his name right now, but he starts helping. So now I got three tutors that can help me. So as I went from 077 math, straight A's, 087 math, straight A's. Then I went to 09, because I worked there 5 years. I went to 097 math. I didn't get straight A's there. I had a little something happened that year because, you know, I tried to do too much. I wanted to get into play. I had all these classes, so something had to suffer, and I let the math suffer because I knew I could do it by this point. So I ended up getting a C that year in that math. But then the next year, I came back to the College 100 math, which is where you begin to do the calculus. So here I am doing calculus. And I had remembered when I was 17 talking to my girlfriend, Teresa, from Cincinnati, and she was doing calculus back then. So here I am, 33, just now learning what calculus is. She was doing calculus then when I was 17. And I remember thinking, wow, she's a genius. Wow, she's a genius. She's doing calculus. I didn't even know what calculus was. And I knew it was some form of math. That's all I knew. Because I hadn't learned beyond algebra. I didn't even know algebra, but I at least knew of algebra. I knew of geometry, never was good at it in school. But that's as far as I had gone. So I had never gone to trigonometry and to calculus. So here I am getting straight A's in calculus at Essex County College. But I got these engineers helping me at this one-day temp assignment job in an engineering firm where don't lose the story, and the boss tells me, Lalisa, I'm going to give you advice that I would give my daughters, and that was special to me. Right there, I was all ears. I wanted to hear it because I felt that anyone that would tell me that I'm going to give, you know, and I know how people, you know, hold their daughters, especially men like him, because some men, they care less, but I know some men hold their daughters in very high esteem. Now, this man had been my boss for at least 2 or 3 years, and, you know, you talk about family, and you see the pictures, and he talked about his wife, and, you know, we had a couple of company functions where his children would come, so I met his daughters. So I figure anybody's going to tell me something that they would do for their daughters, I felt this is precious information. And I never forgot it. As you can see, this is going back to 1989 at least. And here we are, 2011. I never forgot it. And he said, when you're on a job, if you stay in the job for a couple years and there's no movement, he said, it's time to get a new job. It's time to get a new job because at that rate, they're not seeing that, you know, advancement for you, and you need to move. So anyway, you know, again, you don't have to take it to heart, but I mean, what I got out of that was you need to be moving forward, and that's how I got to that story to share with you, that it's important to move forward, that in other words, if you're feeling stagnated, you need to do something new. Now, you don't have to necessarily get a new job. Just so happened in that job we were at, there were no real other positions to move to. Had it been a big company like a Johnson & Johnson or a big company like an IBM or something like that, where there are more opportunities for movement, but it wasn't there. So here's the thing. You want to energize your life. You want to refuel. You want to rev up, take off, just like a jet when I was in the military. Again, I'm telling you, everything in my life lends itself to stories for empowerment and success. So in the Navy, again, so what job do you think they gave me out of all the jobs the Navy had available? What job do you think they gave me? You guessed it, a jet mechanic. So what does that mean? I had to work with the jets, the F-14s, on the flight line. And here's what I remember about the jet and working in a hangar versus over in the office, which is where I wanted to work as a secretary over in the office. But after they gave me that test they give you prior to going into the military, they saw that I had this aptitude for mechanics because of the way my brain works and I can put things together. And they said, So what happened was they could have allowed me to retake the test. My score might have been a couple of points away from going to the other field. They could have allowed me to take it because I found that out later. But they needed more mechanics, and they needed more female mechanics, and they needed more black female mechanics. So they quickly put me into that rate to fulfill their dream. And that's why I tell people, never let your dream die. Because if you don't fulfill your dream, somebody may use you to fulfill theirs. I'll say that again. Never let your dream die. Because if you don't fulfill your dream, someone else may use you to fulfill their dream. And you may never get around to fulfilling your own dream. Now, if your dream is to fulfill somebody else's dream, go for it. Sort of like Miss Coretta Scott King did. Then she fulfilled the dream of her husband. But if that's your dream, fine. Okay? But don't live a life of regrets later, wishing you had did this and had did that and had did that. No. Go fulfill your dream and then make that person a part of it. And so here I am. I'm down here. I'm in this military, and I'm this jet mechanic. But guess what? I was in the right place for my life, because guess what? I'm out here on the flight line, and guess what? I'm looking every day at how jets take off. They have to rev up. They put that fire to the engine, you know, and they take off. You know, the lift, the thrust that they need to take off. And I had to learn all that. So now, you know, when it comes to my own life, I'm going to draw from what I learned there in that classroom and apply. I can apply the theories to making an aircraft take off, to making my own life take off. Add some thrust. Add some firepower. You know, add a rocket. Okay, so what could be a rocket to your life? What could be a rocket that can make your life shoot up and shoot out and take off? Well, it could be training. Training. In addition to taking the limits off, that could throw you into a thrust and get you going. Just taking the limits off. Having the right attitude, because the way you see yourself is the way you're going to see everything in the world. The way you see yourself is how the world will see you. If you see yourself as measly, miserly, and not much of anything, guess what? That's how the whole world is going to see you. Because, see, the world don't want to fight with you. You know, you ain't going to keep telling somebody, oh, you should do this, you should be that. The only person going to do that, I don't know who's going to do that. Not many people. Even coaches, we don't do that. You come to us, you tell us what you want to do, and we'll support you and help you remove any obstacles. Okay? We're not here to tell you what to do, what to be. That's your job. You got to dream and want to be something. But whatever you want to be, we're going to be there to support and encourage you and help you get rid of it and identify. We can help to identify as well some of the roadblocks, the obstacles, and the challenges, and then help you find ways and solutions to remove them. But we can't tell you what to be or what to do. Who can tell anybody that? Even parents tried to tell children what to be. And what happened? Those kids grew up and became older and was very miserable. They never wanted to do that. So that's for you to find out. But you want to energize your life? You want to refuel your life? Do some of these simple things. Take the limits off. Get out the box. And by the way, this Thursday, I want you to meet me at 620 Clinton Avenue in Newark, New Jersey, because we're going to help you do just that. We're going to be doing a coaching session for those individuals who want coaching. Come. We're going to help you discover your compass. It's going to be an hour long, not going to take a whole lot of your time. We're going to present to you a way that you can learn how to do all of this for yourself. 7 o'clock p.m., the flyer is on my Facebook page, right there on Facebook, on my page, or Miss Donye Huffman page. You can find the flyer. Come Thursday, men, women, both. You are both welcome. Discover your compass. Take back your energy. Take back your time. Take it back. Take it back. Now, I know this is Wednesday. That was yesterday. Take it back Tuesdays. But listen, we're still taking it back today because we're going forward, onward, and upward. That's what we used to say at the one online school that I used to teach at. That was their slogan. Onward and upward. That's right. And that's what I got from working for in the military. I forget sometimes that I worked for one of the largest organizations in the world, certainly in the country. The United States Navy is a part of the military, which is a part of the government. So the biggest department of the government, one of the biggest departments, which is the Department of Defense. So sometimes, you see, you got to think back over your life sometimes. Sometimes we think we haven't done things. And for those of you who are, you know, young and you want to do something and you're contemplating the military, come talk to me. I can give you some great advice to help you avoid some of the pitfalls. I was only in there a short time. I only signed up for 3 years, and I did 2.5. So I did over half my time. And for Lalisa back then, that was huge. That was huge that I even made it that far. But when I was in, I was only in for 3 years. But I was only in for a 3-year stint, I guess you could call it, a 3-year assignment. I'll call it an assignment. But because you sign up for the military. But it was fun. I had so much fun in the Navy, I tell you. It was great for me. It was almost like going off to college in a funny sort of way. You know, because, of course, you live on your own. You don't have your, and I called my mother every boy in boot camp. I was a whiny baby, let me tell you. I cried every day in that boot camp. Listen, I called my mother, and my mother, she told me, girl, you better be quiet and do what the people tell you. My mother was a smart woman. I thank God for her, honey. That lady was awesome. By the way, she passed in 05. So, by the way, if you want to experience just a hint of what that lady was like, I post a couple of videos on my page on Facebook of my mom at a conference that she started in 2002 and that we've kept going. So, I know I've gave you a lot of information today, but I need you to be energized, red hot, on fire, jacked up, ready to move, take it to another level. If I could do it, I know you can. Believe me, you. So this is what we have on tap for today. For some of you, you might be able to make it to the job fair. Guess what, y'all? It's a lot of job fairs now. I didn't went to a job fair on Monday. There's a job fair today. I suspect there's other job fairs. If companies are hiring, y'all, that's a good sign. That means they got some of that money for the Recovery Act. They finally got the check cashed, and they're putting it to use. So, you know, don't be too down on yourself. Don't be too negative because you might just miss out. The money is out there for you small business owners. There is some new money out there. Go back to that bank. Put that suit back on. Get that briefcase in your hand. Go talk to that bank owner. Go talk to those businesses. Maybe they wouldn't give you an account last month. Maybe they wouldn't give you one last year. But go back again and ask for that account. Hope, I need you to get to them hotels, those movie theaters, those fancy restaurants, and all those places where they do close. Get those accounts. You can do it. You can do it. You got to re-energize. You got to refuel. You got to take it to the next level. So we are having big, big, big fun here in New Jersey and Atlanta, North Carolina. Again, to our good friends down there, Dr. Cindy Hunter, Miss Virginia Dancy, where we're going to be coming June 24th, 26th. If you know anybody in the Greensboro area, that's High Point, Greensboro, and a couple of other towns around there. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Also, one of my Facebook connects. We're going to connect and hook up and do something in Charlotte, North Carolina, y'all. Here we come. Charlotte, I hope y'all ready for the Relationship Seminar of the Year. And by the way, some of those videos I posted as well. Oh, my God, that is one of my funnest speeches to do is relationships one-on-one empowerment. Listen, I talk about top 10 reasons relationships fail. I talk about how to unpack all that baggage before you get into the relationship. And if you have to, leave some unpacked long after the marriage is over. And you got to unpack them the right way. I talk about how to settle conflicts. You know, you're right, he's right, they're right, we're all right, but everybody's wrong, that kind of thing. I also talk at that relationship seminar about how to find Mr. or Mrs. Right. How to find Mr. or Mrs. Right, because I know you're not looking for Mr. or Mrs. Wrong, so why not find Mr. or Mrs. Right? But for some people, they keep coming up with Mr. or Mrs. Wrong, so I kind of talk about that. And then, of course, I share some personal stories, personal experiences of not only my experiences, but those of others. All right, can you believe it? Look at the time. Where did it go? I can't believe we're almost down to, like, just a few minutes of the show. Well, I can't get to the switchboard. I can't see who's tuned in with us today. Can't give you a shout-out, but I know Tina is probably here. Hi, Tina. Tina just had a birthday, y'all, but she's still celebrating. So congratulations and happy birthday, Tina. Yes, 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 Tina is celebrating a birthday, and it's a big one, y'all. It's a big one. But she's doing great. She's doing great. She had a wonderful time riding around in a Rolls Royce for her birthday. You can see the pics on her Facebook page. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Also, we have, don't forget, Thursday, if you're in the Newark, New Jersey area or anywhere in this area, if you want to take your life to another level, take charge of your life, charge of your success, charge of your energy, make sure you come 7 o'clock, just 1 hour. That's all we need. Give us an hour and we can make it happen. There's going to be so much power in that room. Just come this Thursday, April the 21st, 620 Clinton Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. If you need to call me 908-432-1853. That's 908-432-1853. And so that's what's going to be happening Thursday at 7. Good things happening this morning. There is a networking event in Jersey City, 10 a.m. That's where I'm going to be shooting to as soon as I get off the show today. Jersey City, 654 Bergen Avenue. Networking, networking, networking. That's for the Jersey City people. If you're in Jersey City or around Jersey City or want to be in Jersey City, make it happen, make it happen. If you want to network, don't forget the job fair, Montclair State. Good things are going down. Oh, yes, and we did part one of the career, catch-up career over at the Newark Screens. Part two, three, and four are coming. Look for those dates. Good things. Good. Oh, Saturday, this Saturday. Oh, boy, we have a couple of lunches that we're going to, and then Saturday evening I'm going. My husband is going to be appearing. He's singing. My husband's a singer, for those of you who don't know, but he's going to be singing at a church in Roselle, up there. I'll try to get the address for those of you if you'd love to come and do that. Oh, this Saturday. Oh, Good Friday, y'all. We're going to be here doing the show. Good Friday morning. Awesome, awesome. Can't wait. And we just got a few minutes left. Can you believe it? Oh, my God, the time went so fast. The time went so fast. And then I'm doing an event this month, April 30th. I'll give you details for an abuse, a child molestation, sexual abuse awareness event. So we'll be talking about the signs, how to recognize the signs. You'll hear some people's incredible stories, and you'll be able to deal with children that you work with, children that you're around, whether it's at school, at church, or in your own home, or in your own body. So many people still haven't dealt with that issue. It's time to move on. So I hope you feel energized. I hope you remember to do three key things. That means, number one, to revive yourself. You definitely want to get out that box and get the limits off. Number two, you want to get that attitude renewed, reject that alone to revise you. Then the third thing, go get some training, any kind of training. There are trainings all over, y'all, free. I don't want, there's no excuse. You got one-day trainings, week-long trainings, year-long trainings. Go train free. You can do it online. And keep listening to the Coach LaLisa Show every morning. And we send our love out to Mr. Versi L. Walker, who could not be here today, but we know he's thinking about us and possibly even listening. So, good morning, Mr. Walker. You know, we absolutely missed you. You know, I missed you. So, everyone, go have a powerful day. Powerful, powerful, powerful. And we'll see you back here Thursday. Same time, same place. This has been Coach LaLisa. And remember, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams, because there ain't no stopping you now.